Philip Morris.
Every Sunday night,
Philip Morris
brings you Horace Hite.
Philip Morris.
Hope you're feeling right, and everywhere you go, you will always call for Philip Morris.
Johnny presents Philip Morris Night with Horace Hite, broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover.
Call for Philip Morris! Call for Philip Morris!
Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Because of all leading cigarettes, Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists as definitely less irritating. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Call for Philip Morris!
Now here's Horace for Philip Morris.
Thank you and welcome, nice people, to our broadcast from Chicago, Illinois, the scene this evening of our great championship contest with 16-year-old Stanley Morse from Zanesville, Ohio, competing against four Chicago contestants who were determined to support the tradition of people like Gary Moore, Fibber McGee and Molly, Danny Thomas, Bob Hope, and others who started here in Chicago. Later on, Harold Parr and Dick Cantina will appear in his own guest star spot. But right now, folks, keep your eye on the ring, for five new stars will play and sing.
Star number one on Philip Morris Night. Star number one, presented by Horace Hite.
Round one of our championship contest for the Golden Crown, now worn by Stanley Morse and first prize of $250, finds three hard-working young chaps born and raised in Chicago warming up in their corners. During the day, Leo Panino works in a machine shop. John Crutch is a freight dispatcher, and believe it or not, Dominic Latino is a pickle processor. They met while fishing on Lake Michigan, where their conversation disclosed that they played harmonicas. So the harmatones were organized, and they hoped to take a healthy bite out of the championship belt now worn by Stanley Morse with their own composition, Knockabout Boogie.
Thank you.
work, boys. The Harbor Tones, great work. Listen to that ovation. Yes, sir. Round two, and climbing through the ropes is Robert Norton, a contender who has been training for his bout quite some time. Robert puts into mind of the old adage that sometimes we get so close to the forest we can't see the trees. For Robert Morton has been working for 3 years in the transcription library right here at NBC in Chicago, but has never yet received an opportunity to sing on the radio. Bob's a Chicago boy, and we're happy to give him a well-deserved break. Tonight he sings the song of the open road, and Bob, may this song open the road to a fine musical career for you.
What in the world could be so sweet as the thundery clatter of horses' feet in the song of the open road? Let me live and never worry about tomorrow. Why ever worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow's another day. Let me love and then ride away. Life is short, they say, and maybe for me, so let me be free. Oh, I'm on the road to anywhere, let me travel on. With no more load and no more care, just like a vagabond. I let the blue sky above me cover my head. Why should I want a feather bed? So let me travel and sing my song of the road, the long, long road, the song of the open road.
Robert Morton, that's great, Robert. Well, it's going to be a hard job deciding tonight who the winner will be. Robert Morton. Now, round three. Get that bell working there. Round three brings to the center of the ring 20-year-old Marilyn Tilton, a vivacious senior from Northwestern University. Marilyn is 5 feet, 5 inches tall, has hazel eyes, weighs in at 110 pounds, and possesses the same determination to win that made the Northwestern Wildcats famous from coast to coast. Her hobby is impersonating famous girl singers, and she hopes to button up first prize by giving her impressions of first Ella Fitzgerald, then Ella Mae Morse, then cuts loose with Betty Hutton. Okay, Marilyn, good luck.
My love belongs to somebody else. Oh, he means his tender song for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around him, oh, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. Down on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day, and as he jogged along, I heard him singing the most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come to I, come to Yippee-I-A. Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table, crash went the china tray. It was mother's little darling, his rocking horse ran away. Rip, rip, went the curtain, wham, went the window, crunch, went the new buffet. And I had to tell his daddy, his rockin' horse ran away. Somehow Indians got into our front room. Our cowboy grabbed for his gun and went boom, 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 boom. Slam with a screen door, smash with the mirror, looks like I'll soon be gray. But he smiles and what's the difference? And maybe some other day he'll remember when his rockin' horse ran away.
Tilton, Northwestern University, fine Alan Swell.
When your cigarette leaves your throat dry, hot, uncomfortable, remember, that's cigarette hangover. When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, remember, that's cigarette hangover. And that's when it's time to call for Philip Morris. Here's why. Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation, and Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement. Friends, as long as there's a choice, doesn't it make good sense to choose the one cigarette that gives you a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before? Yes, call for Philip Morris. And remember, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
There's Alan Galore on Philip Morris night. So meet star number 4, presented by Horace Heidt.
Brings to the center of the ring, round 4, brings to the center of the ring Bob Heidt, H-I-T-E, no relation. A challenger who has already proven himself a heavy hitter. For Bob was a Navy fighter pilot during the war and won the Navy Cross. But music has always been in his soul. And when Uncle Sam said, "Well done, Bob, you can go home now," Bob went back to Northwestern University, majored in music, and hopes to get a job teaching at some university after graduation in just 2 weeks. Bob packs a mean punch with his version of Honeysuckle Rose. And Stanley Morris had better watch out for his crown, for here's a fella who is mighty fast with his hands. Bob Heidt, H-I-T-E, Bob Heidt, that was wonderful, Bob boy. Well, round 5, and entering the ring and sparring for position is the champion, Stanley Morse, that great 16-year-old trombonist from Zanesville, Ohio. Stanley has left the ring victorious the last 2 weeks, but tonight, more than ever, wants to do his best for right here in Chicago, is for Stanley's idol and the idol of his people, the great Joe Louis, won his first big title. Stanley was the first to play saber dance on the trombone and comes up with another first tonight as he defends his title with something never before attempted on a trombone, the Second Hungarian Rhapsody by Liszt. Now, if he can battle his way through this selection, it will be quite an achievement for a 16-year-old lad. So the best of luck to you, Stanley, as you defend your title for the third appearance on a stage or before a microphone. From Zanesville, that great city of Zanesville, and that great trombone player. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to pass and review. First prize is $250 with an opportunity to try for the $750 second quarterfinal to be held next Sunday at the Coliseum in Indianapolis. The winner of the second quarterfinals will then have a crack at the yearly grand prize of $5,000. Contenders number one, the Harmonotes. Contender number two, Robert Morton.
I'm on the road to anywhere, let me travel on. With no more load and no more care, just like a vagabond.
Contender number three, Marilyn Tilton.
Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table, crash went the china tray. But he really couldn't help it, his rocking horse ran away. Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table.
Contender number four, Bob Hite.
Thank you.
Contender number 5, Stanley Morse. The judges are in consultation. In a moment, you know who wears the championship crown. First, an important announcement.
Cigarette hangover. Cigarette hangover. Cigarette hangover. Yes, when you've smoked the night before and you wake up the morning after with a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, a dry, tight feeling in your throat, and no appetite, that's cigarette hangover. And brother, when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Here's why. Cigarette hangover is a symptom of irritation, and Philip Morris is the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, tired of that musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that dry, tight feeling in your throat, change to a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, change to Philip Morris. And remember, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Our friends, the judges, would like a few minutes more to tabulate the decision. So while waiting, we call on two great artists, Harold Parr and Dick Contino. These boys are going to blend their talents in a very beautiful Memorial Day selection. As our broadcast next Sunday from Indianapolis will be our second quarterfinals with 6 contestants, there'll be no opportunity to pay tribute to the men and women who gave their lives so that this great country of ours could exist. So Harold Parr and Dick Contino now say in music what is so hard to say in words, My Buddy.
Your buddy, Miss.
Harold Parr and Dick Santino, Beautiful. We'd love to have you sing more, but we can't do it. For now, the magic moment has arrived. And here's the star Philip Morris found tonight. With the studio audience as our jury and two impartial judges watching the electric applause meter, they say... Chicago's famous judge, 38 years on the bench, Judge Joseph Sabbath.
Stanley Morris by 10 points.
By 10 points, and Police Commissioner of the City of Chicago, John C. Prendergast.
Stanley Morris by 11 points.
Stanley Morris, the trombone player, is the winner. There you are, Stanley. How do you feel?
Oh, thanks to me. You've been swell. Long pause. I did it again. Tell everybody in the church that I did it. $250.
There you are, Stanley. Boy, congratulations. You've not only won the Golden Championship crown, but here's your check for $250. And next Sunday, you'll compete in our second quarterfinals from Indianapolis against Bill Spitz from Rochester, New York, Pat Thurio from Hartford, Connecticut, Spencer Springman from Washington, D.C., Tony Minatella from Buffalo, New York, and one other to be selected. And that, my friends, will be a broadcast no one should miss. And, of course, tomorrow, Monday, you'll open with us on the stage of the Oriental Theater right here in Chicago. We'd also like to thank each contestant who appeared with us here this evening. You were all grand, and in each of these envelopes is a check for you, a token of appreciation from Philip Morris. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to introduce a gentleman who, by his progressive, civic-minded ideas, is greatly responsible for making and keeping Chicago such a wonderful city, the Honorable Martin H. Kennelly, Mayor of Chicago.
Thank you, Horace. It's nice to have you back with us. I remember it was right here in our own city of Chicago that you first gained national recognition. I've followed your program with interest as you traveled from coast to coast, bringing encouragement and opportunity to young folks. In this connection, there's one suggestion I have, Horace. We want our youngsters to stay alive, and I hope it wouldn't be asking too much as you go from city to city to urge them to drive safely, walk safely, and help save their own lives. Ask them to have their fathers and mothers do the same. If we can impress on our young people how important this is, Horace, you will be enlarging on the great service you and your sponsor are already accomplishing. And now it is with a great deal of satisfaction that I present you with this plaque inscribed to Horace Hite in appreciation of a splendid job well done for the youth of the country from the people of Chicago. Good luck, Horace. Come back soon.
Thank you, Mayor Kennelly. And next Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, our entire company of 40 musical nights headed by Dick Santino, Harold Parr, Richard Valeri, and 10 Philip Morris champions will appear in Muncie, Indiana on Friday, Fort Wayne with Purdue University on Saturday. Next Sunday, May the 30th, from the Coliseum in Indianapolis. And on Monday, Decoration Day, Louisville, Kentucky. Then Battle Creek and Grand Rapids with our broadcasts of June 6th, coming to you from the IMA Auditorium, Flint, Michigan. So order your tickets now.